Now we turn to another innovation in the food and agriculture world coming soon to Wisconsin. Biotech firm Onego plans to open a 130,000-square-foot plant in Jefferson County that would produce egg protein using not chickens, but fungus and fermentation. It's expected to produce at the same rate as 6 million egg-laying hens a year. Onego Bio co-founder and Milwaukee native Christopher Landowski joins us now to talk about the new product, how it could impact the food industry. Chris, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Chris, first of all, tell us what you are making in this process. It's not eggs, it's a part, a key component that we use from eggs. What are we making here?
Yeah, we are making egg white from fermentation. And this is an egg white protein that you can use as a food ingredient to do all of the things that you would normally do with egg. Bake with it, make candy with it, make eggs. So everything that you would normally do with egg, we can do it with this bioalbumin product that we call it. It's an egg white protein.
And talk us through the process of fermenting ourselves into egg protein.
Yeah, so we grow, we have a microbe, a little microbe, then it grows in a bioreactor, and we feed it sugar, and it's happily growing inside of this bioreactor, secreting the egg protein outside into the liquid that it's growing in. And then we separate the biomass cells from the liquid, and we take that liquid and we process it and basically dry it down to a powder. And the powder is then the egg white powder that we would package up into a bag and send it off to the warehouse.
Our starting point is a fungus, as I understand it, which seemed kind of weird. But then I thought, well, hang on. There's a fungus called yeast that we make beer and bread out of. So it's not all that unusual in our food production system, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly spot on. And actually what we're doing is a little bit like brewing eggs. So everything is the same here. So the technology is, decades old. It's already used for so many other things that you have in life, from pharmaceuticals, medicines, to enzymes, to processing aids for other food manufacturing. This is just an extension of all that what's been done before and now to make the food ingredients directly with fermentation.
Now, people might hear this and think, okay, that sounds cool, but we already get egg proteins from eggs. What is the problem? What's the need you're looking to fill with this process?
Yeah, what we're doing here is just trying to supplement the amount of egg in the supply chain. Because obviously in these days when there's avian flu or something happening to the chickens and they get sick, there's not enough egg available. So we're trying to buffer the supply of the egg that is needed for food manufacturing. So we're a business-to-business company, B2B, and so we're selling a product to other large food manufacturing companies. And of course, getting a constant supply of the food ingredient is very important, and also keeping that price from spiking up and down.
We're talking to Chris Landowski, co-founder of Onego Bio, talking about their process they're going to use to make an egg white protein here in Wisconsin. I want to talk about that here in Wisconsin. Part of the story, Chris, you're from Wisconsin. That didn't necessarily mean you're going to set this up here in the state. What led to that decision?
Wisconsin, as you know, they have a very strong history of food manufacturing. And that was actually very appealing because there was lots of skilled labor who know about manufacturing food and also, let's say, lots of skilled and educated people coming from the universities, especially UW-Madison, for instance, who know about biotechnology. So it was sort of a great location that we found in Jefferson, Wisconsin, and they have set up a food and beverage innovation center where they have set up land plots for different food manufacturing companies. And we found a lot of very similar, like-minded companies such as Kikkoman. They make the soy sauce. For instance, they're also building in the same location. And so looking at all the parameters and then even thinking some business decisions, so actually the state of Wisconsin is very attractive also from the tax point of view. So they had a very good subsidies package or a very attractive plan for bringing businesses into that Jefferson site. And actually, of course, for me personally, it was a big success and that I would really love to be able to come back to Wisconsin and bring the technology with me to be able to produce this wonderful egg product back in my home state. So I thought it sort of completed the circle for me in terms of starting off in Madison, studying this topic of biotechnology, and now coming back to the state with a new business.
If you can give us some of the basics of the science here, what does it take to get this fungus to produce, consistently produce this egg protein?
Yeah, so the fungus is growing in a bioreactor, and it's growing in a very large vessel. It could be, let's say, 200,000 liters or so, and we're feeding it sugar. So we need a lot of corn sugar. That's another reason why we're in Wisconsin, is there's plenty of corn around. So we needed a supply of corn sugar, which we get there. So we feed it corn sugar, and the fungus is very happy about that. So it actually exchanges the corn sugar for the egg protein, and it makes that at a large scale. And we actually do monitor it inside of the bioreactor and look at the amount of sugar that we have to keep feeding it. So we actually monitor the health of the fungus and only feed it the amount of sugar that it needs. So we actually do a little bit starve the fungus in a nice way, so that it actually promotes more production of the product that we make, the egg white protein. So if you give the fungus too much sugar, it just doesn't produce very much product. So we actually keep it on the verge of starvation in order to promote good expression of the protein.
If all goes well, what would the timeline be to have this egg protein in production and in baked goods near us?
So the plan is to, at the end of 2026, we hope to be able to raise all the money we need for the factory. And the factory then, after 2026, it will take 2 years to build the factory. So at the, maybe around the end of 2028, we hope to start opening up the factory in Jefferson. And so maybe the early 2029 will be in full swing manufacturing to produce the product and selling it to customers. So I think in 2029 will definitely be the year that you all get to try it.
Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. Yeah, nice to talk to you.
That was Christopher Landowski, co-founder and CEO of biotech firm Onego Bio. We talked about his company's plans to open its first plant in Jefferson County, where they'll make egg protein using fungi and fermentation.